right.
Yo.
Live from Philly, it's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. Tony, we're going to stand up today for something that's gone very wrong in the sports world, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, all these Los Angeles teams keep winning championships, but people don't know the truth. But today, we're going to expose them for the frauds that they are.
Yep, and we're going to stick it to them. We're going to bring on LA journalist slash homer, Arash Makazi, to, you know, show him what's going wrong here. But before we do that, Tony, you know, a lot of people, they don't want to talk about the sports ratings right now because, you know, they're embarrassing for everybody. But hey, not for us, right? You know, because yeah. I've been looking over the numbers. Let me give you a little inside baseball here, people. You know, people, they say they should look at the raw numbers. No. The number, the metric that you should be looking at is percentage growth. And get this, Tony, since we started this podcast, our numbers are up 2,000%.
Whoa!
2,000%.
You know, yep. That's unbelievable. I also got to say, you know, I'm not the least bit surprised because when you have good, smart sports takes, you know, people listen.
That's how it works. And people in the business are taking note, Tony. They are.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to bring on Arash Makazi. We're also going to bring up something. We looked this up. He did something very strange, weird, with one of the all-time great supermodels, Kate Upton. And, well, we're going to have to give it to him about that.
Yeah, we're going to take it to him.
But before we get into that very popular segment on our show, you know, we don't get anything wrong, Tony, do we?
Nope, never.
That's why we do a segment called Where Paulie and Tony Were Right.
Where Paulie and Tony Were Right.
All right, people are saying, you know, Tom Brady's back because the Bucks beat the Panthers 46-23. But, Tony, Tom Brady wasn't the reason they won that game. Tell him, who was the reason they won that game?
Ronald Jones II, the running back. He's the one that won the game, not Tom Brady. You know, Ronald Jones had 23 carries for 192 yards. I mean, Paulie, we could pass for 600 yards if we had Ronald Jones.
Yeah, seven. Easy.
Yeah, he's the hero. And, you know, if the Hall of Fame does in fact call Tom Brady, it'll be because Ronald Jones saved his ass. Brady's numbers were all off. And, you know, Paulie, what's the one stat that matters for quarterbacks?
Fourth down completions. And Brady didn't complete one pass on fourth down the entire game. And that's the one stat that matters. You know, you got to look at this. You see, Ronald Jones, it's just a story we've seen before. A great running back out of USC.
Yep.
Carrying on the long line of tradition there. You know, Reggie Bush, Marcus Allen, that other guy, you know, we're not allowed to talk about anymore.
Yeah,
all right, let's just move on.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
All right, people are saying we're somehow wrong because the Eagles lost to the Giants. But no, people, we told you, this is the smart approach. The Eagles knew that if they lost that game, they'd still be in first place. So they're smart because they're doing the minimum it takes to stay on top. And Tony, you know, this is an approach that works everywhere you go, right?
Yeah, I mean, look at the people we went to high school with. They worked hard, studied all day, and got their degrees with their A averages. Well, guess who else got their degrees? We did.
We did.
We got to the same point with our D averages, and we did half the work. And guess what? It's like the saying goes, work smarter, not harder, people.
And now look at us. Now look at us. Yeah. We're by far more successful than anyone who worked hard in high school. We got this number one internationally renowned podcast with 2,000% growth.
Yep.
All the top advertisers about to line up for us. You know, who's better than us? You know, nobody. Especially, you know, that idiot Chad Bell who won valedictorian.
Yeah, now he's probably working at Chad Taco Bell. Give me a chalupa, Chad Bell.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
You know, on the flip side, we said the Steelers were making a big mistake by going undefeated. Because, you know, when you're undefeated, you become a target. Teams, you know, they play their best against you. And that's what we saw Sunday. Because you look at what the Bengals did to them. I mean, that was a close game. The Bengals only lost 38-10. But, hey, 10 points is a very good number for a team like the Bengals. Right, Tony?
I mean, just look at the last couple of weeks of the Steelers' opponents. The Cowboys hung in there. The Bengals hung in there. We were right about it. You want to fly below the radar like the Eagles. You know, the Steelers play the Jaguars next week, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Jags put up huge numbers, like maybe 7 or 8 points in that game.
That would be huge for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
where Paulie and Donny were right.
All right, then finally, you know, we predicted that 63-year-old Bernhard Langer would win the Masters. And, you know, a lot of people laughed at us. You know, Shane Bacon, the guest on our show last week, he said it was a joke. That's what he said to us. But who's laughing now? Because, as you saw, Bernhard Langer did win last week. And people are saying, what, Tony? I didn't see him put on that green jacket. But that's not how you win, right, Tony?
We say it every single week. To be the best, you gotta beat the best. And who is the defending champion from last year? Tiger Woods. And guess who finished higher than Tiger Woods?
It was Bernhard Langer. And you know, he finished at 3 under, Tiger at 1 under. And you know what happened was, Tiger, they're talking about this 10 he had on one hole. We heard from our sources, Tiger looked up at the scoreboard, seeing he was getting his ass whooped by a 63-year-old. And he goes, oh no, I gotta do something now. Uh-oh, I'm so embarrassed. And then he started hitting those balls into the water. So look who won. Wouldn't you say, based on that knowledge that we just gave you, Bernhard Langer was the winner?
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, the way that golf works is the more under you are, the better. So Bernhard Langer was 3 under, and Tiger was 1 under.
I gotta say, that's really good broadcasting, Tony. I like what you just did, how you laid it out for the people. Because, you know, golf scoring is very confusing. In fact, it should probably throw away the system and start again, because it's clearly bad. I liked how you laid it out so nicely.
It's like a submarine. The more under you are, the better.
That is what Bernhard Langer is. He's the human submarine. You don't see him coming, but then, boom, Crimson Tide. Gene Hackman.
Rent it now on VHS.
All right, well, that wraps up our segment, and, well, I see our guest is on the line, ready to tell us, you know, why L.A. sports are so quote-unquote good. Let's bring him in on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, let's get him in here. We all know L.A. sports are bullshit right now, so, you know, here's a perfect guy to talk to about it. Host of the Arash Makazi Show on AM 1090 in L.A., longtime sports journalist here. Arash Makazi, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
You know, we've been following you on Twitter. You live in L.A. You're always tweeting about how great the Dodgers and Lakers are. You call yourself a journalist. Don't you think you're being a bit of a homer there?
Listen. Yeah. Yeah. You have to be non-biased.
Guys, if both teams were bad and I were harping on how good they were, that would be one thing. But both of them were world champions. You know, you guys used to know something about that.
Oh, come on. Champions. Listen. You know, come on.
Right now, we're in first place. The Eagles are in first place. But, you know, even though we're in first place, you know, Paulie and I were always very non-biased. Besides, we did some information research on you, Arash, and we saw that you were born in Oklahoma City. So technically, shouldn't you be a Thunder fan?
Well, I was born there because my parents went to school there. But thankfully, I celebrated my first birthday and my next birthdays in Los Angeles. I have no memories of Oklahoma.
Oh. How convenient.
You know, come on. Let's just admit facts here. Dodgers and Lakers win in an off year. Don't you think that taints the championships?
Yeah.
Not at all. They were the most talented teams at the beginning of the year. They proved it throughout. That was a very tough
proved
postseason.
It throughout?
Yes.
Shortened season.
That's
bullshit season.
You don't need to play 162 games to know that the Dodgers were the best team. They had to play in Texas. They had to play in Florida. This is the most challenging run to a championship
what?
In sports history.
Bull.
Are you kidding me? Look at Justin Turner. He was going giving COVID to all the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, that's how they won. That was the challenge, was not getting COVID from Justin Turner.
Listen, they found a way to win, and everyone got COVID at the end of the day. It was really a truly remarkable 2020 season.
No, no. You know, you pointed out the problem. If you look at the hotel lineup in Orlando, let's just go with the Lakers there, right?
Yep.
The Lakers, we all know, got to stay at the good hotel, the posh hotel. Our sources told us the Heat was staying at a Motel 6 near a highway.
Yeah.
Is that true? That's not true.
And now, how are you supposed to get a good
hotel.
Night's sleep?
It's terrible. Have you ever stayed at a Motel 6, Arash? You can't sleep.
No. But listen, they both stayed at the same hotel. So.
Which sources you got? Who told you that?
Within the bubble.
No. Everybody knows the season was a sham. The Sixers knew it too.
You know, the Sixers, they lost late in the season because they knew the season was a sham, and they didn't want any part of it. They don't want to be champions like that.
Let me throw out a theory here, because I just want to get your take on this. Tony and I, we have a theory why LA teams are doing so good.
Yeah.
It's because, you know, the Hollywood elite, they got the cure for COVID back in March.
Yep.
And they're not giving it to anybody. So they're going out with the antibodies already in them.
How's that fair? Look at Tom Hanks. He got better in like 2 days.
Yeah, way back. Explain that one.
I haven't heard that one, but listen, you know, in college football, you have recruiting scandals. I mean, maybe this could be one. I have no idea.
Yeah, the recruiting Regeneron.
But if you can find the edge, if you can find a way to get the slight edge on your opponent, you have to do that. I have not heard that theory. That's crazy. You guys are
You know,
nuts.
That's fine, Arash. You can live in la-la land,
yeah.
And I'm not just talking about Los Angeles. I'm talking about a state of mind and denial.
You know, on that note, let's just shift back here to the Lakers here. You know, you look at what LeBron did to your precious team there, you know, trading away all that young, great talent. Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram.
Talented
now
guys.
Your team has no future. You know, what's your take on that? Don't you think he's ruined the Lakers?
Well, they won a championship this year, and they're a favorite to do so next year by the wise guys in Vegas. So, like, I think I will take that.
Yeah, but what about after that?
Yeah, but what about after that? The future.
We don't know about the future. We're in a global pandemic. I'll take a world championship right now. Worry about the future later. Win a championship this year.
What about 2027?
Win a championship next year. Keep winning those championships. Again, you guys don't know a lot about that. The last championship, I think, was the Phillies, if I'm not mistaken.
What?
Certainly not the.
What?
And you call yourself a junior? 2017?
You ever heard
3 years ago?
The Philly. Yes, I remember that.
How convenient. You just remember.
I remember.
Your bio didn't say you're a football player, so how come you have CTE? Just want to know. Can't remember Oklahoma. Can't remember
question.
2 minutes
Listen,
ago.
Congratulations on that Super Bowl win from a couple years ago.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, the Lakers and the Dodgers are world champions this year.
You know, you're acting like L.A. is such a great sports city.
Yeah,
come
it's
on.
Not.
You know, nobody shows up to these games. You know, it seems like people would rather go get a Pellegrino than go to a game. Are you embarrassed by the lack of loyalty in your precious city there?
No, not with the Lakers and Dodgers. Those fan bases are loyal to the core. They follow the team. Listen, I will admit with some of the other teams in town, you have to win to keep their attention. But for the Lakers and Dodgers, that's not the
case. Covering the facts there, because we saw you got to recently check out the new Chargers stadium.
Yeah.
Right? Here's what I don't get. Why are they building one that big? Tony, tell them the stats we looked up.
We looked it up, and the Chargers actually have the same attendance pre-COVID as they do post-COVID. So why build that big stadium? You know, you could just get like one set of bleachers and, you know, sell it out, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's for the Rams and the Chargers. So it might not be as filled for Chargers games, but for the Rams games, you know, they did pretty well at the Coliseum, depending on who they were playing.
Depending on who they were playing, right.
Yeah.
You know, do you hear what you do? Yeah, we listen to you. You're like a human asterisk. You go, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then we got to hear the footnotes. It's like listening to one of those car commercials. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, by the way, this car runs out of gas after 12 miles. That's you.
Yeah.
Now, you know, let's get down to the real question here. We saw you went to a basketball game and you took Kate Upton to the game.
Ooh.
And this was before Verlander, you know, ruined everything for everybody.
Yeah, I don't like
that
him.
True?
I did, yes.
Yeah, what happened there? You try and make a move?
No, listen, she did a big dance. She did the Dougie. It turned out to be a viral video hit. I never thought it would be a viral video hit. But by the way, that was how Justin Verlander saw his future wife for the first time. So you're welcome, Justin Verlander.
Whoa. You're saying that you're the guy who ruined everything for everybody?
It's your fault.
I mean, if that is what you're
classifying
it as, perhaps,
yes. We got Benedict Donald here.
Perhaps, yes.
Did you introduce them?
This guy. I don't know about this guy.
He said he first saw her on that clip of her, you know, doing the dance at the game. And then I think, you know, I don't know how he got in touch with her, but he got in touch with
her. This is like the butterfly effect here. So hold on.
Exactly.
So let's play this out. So you take Kate up into the game. Now, do you shoot the video? Who shot that video?
I shot the video.
She know you're shooting her?
I took her to the game. What do you think of? It's not like an undercover camera.
So you shoot this video, and what do you say? Like, I got, you know, something hot here. I'm going to put it all over the internet. What do you do? Did you keep it for yourself?
I just put it on Twitter.
Your own private collection?
No, I put it on Twitter. It went viral on Twitter. think it would, you know, but it did. If I played a small role in ruining one of your sports teams, that would have made that will make me very happy.
Aww,
that would make me so happy. If because of me, Philadelphia sports fans are crying.
This guy, very, very disrespectful.
You are disrespectful. We bring you on the show and this is how you talk. You know, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You're on Twitter showing us all your weight loss.
Yes.
You live in L.A. Come on. What's your secret there? Is it a Colombian marching powder? You know, no. The old sniff, sniff. What's going on?
No, listen, you got to do cardio every day. You got to watch what you eat. You got to get to moving. So I'm trying to encourage people to get
moving between drug dealers.
No. Listen, you got to stay away from those cheesesteaks. You got to stay away from Wawa's and those hoagies, and you got to take care of yourself.
Well, look, we respect that. You know, we're all about self-betterment on the show. So
yeah.
Let's just circle back on something.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to give you a chance here to go on record, do the right thing, and just admit that the Dodgers and Lakers are not the rightful champions.
No. It's not an asterisk. It's a gold star. Forget the asterisk. It's a gold star. It is the toughest route to a championship in sports history. They did not play in Los Angeles. They did not play at their home.
There you go. You know who's the asterisk? You're the asterisk. And guess what? Yeah, when you look at your Wikipedia, it's going to say, asterisk, by the way, got kicked off the Pauly and Tony Fusco show. Because guess what? We're going to Arash you from this show, Arash. You're off the Markazi.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Get him off the line.
You know, this guy, he ruins everything. You know, our show, Kate Upton. I mean, you got to get him out of here.
It's unbelievable, this guy.
He ruins perfection. That's what this guy does.
All right, we need to calm down, Paulie.
We need to calm down, yeah. Because, you know, we got business
bills
to do, as always, at this time of the show. You know, another sponsor here. You know, the deal isn't officially signed yet, but hey, it looks like it's about the close. But you know, in the spirit of good faith, as they say in the business, good faith, we're gonna do the ad right here for them. A big name in the business of telephone ordering and gift giving edible arrangements. People, think about it. Why would you get an arrangement that's not edible? It's just a waste of a perfectly good arrangement.
Makes no sense.
It's time, as they say, to start a new Thanksgiving tradition. And Tony, you've seen this in action. Tell the people about it.
Last Thanksgiving, my Aunt Marie's boyfriend, Nunzio, had to go out of town, and Marie was really sad. Then suddenly, there was a knock on the door, and voila, an edible arrangement appeared, courtesy of Nunzio. It had berries, fruit, and randomly a huge cucumber. And later that night, I came back and noticed that the cucumber smelled funny. And then I said, Marie, is something wrong with the edible arrangement? Did it come too late? And Marie said, no, Tony, everything came right on time. And then she winked at me, and I thought, wow, that's the power of edible arrangements.
Wow, what a touching holiday story, Tony. The start of a wonderful new Thanksgiving tradition. So there you go, people. Go get your edible arrangements, and just remember, the basket is not part of it, so don't try to eat it.
Yeah, don't eat it.
All right, we barely have enough time left. You know, we didn't do predictions last week, and there was a public outcry. So people, what we're going to do is we're each going to give you one game, one lock pick, so you won't complain anymore. Tony, you ready?
Let's do it. My 100% lock pick of the week is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I love them to beat the Rams 13-12. You know, Ronald Jones is going to carry this team on his back. He'll probably have somewhere around 50, 60 carries for 300 yards. I don't see Tom Brady even attempting a pass play, so I love the Bucs to take it to the Rams and win 13-12.
Very smart there. My pick is I like the Chargers beating the Jets. You know, this is a tough one to call, people, because two big, great franchises coming together. You know, this is what Pete Rozelle envisioned years and years ago. A true rivalry game, a battle of the Titans. I like the Chargers running over the Jets in a real tight game, good game, 6-2. All right, that wraps up predictions and that wraps up our show. We're not thanking Arash Markazi, you know.
No way.
Because he's so lost in La La Land.
He ruins everything.
Guy's a supermodel ruiner.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't ruin any more supermodels for anyone. But hey, Remember, subscribe, rate and review the show. Tell us how great we are. Tell us what we already know.
Yep.
And follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Look up The Fusco Show. Good work as always, Tony.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. All right. We'll see you next week, people. Bye.
See ya.